Locker room chats continue as the first week of the high school football season is upon us on Friday nights, and a lot to break down as we continue on here with our locker room chats. A chance to talk with Troy Trojans football coach, that is Derek Jasper. Always great to get him on the line and get ready for some football. Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat helping us out with our Troy Coaches Show here in 2024. Coach, man, it's been a long time, and I know you're gearing up and ready to go here for the start of another season.
Yeah, we're ready. You know, kind of a disappointing 4 and 5 year for us last year. We had higher expectations. But I've probably said this too many times. We were decimated by injuries. We ended up with 5 ACL surgeries either right before football started in the summer or early in the football season or at the end of the football season. And that's a lot to deal with when our numbers aren't great all the time anyway. We have a lot of those kids back, but a lot of those kids didn't get to play a football snap last year. We got 3 starters this year that did not even play on the field last year. So kind of you lose that year of experience. And so they're all a little bit rusty, but we're healthy as we can be right now. We practiced with 24 kids yesterday. So hopefully we can avoid some of those injuries this year, stay healthy, and see what we can accomplish.
You bring back some really quality athletes, and health obviously was an issue, as you mentioned, a year ago, but it starts with your quarterback in Gannon Bowe, 2,000 plus yards. Obviously, he's going to kind of keep the thing moving when you talk about the offense.
Yeah, a great athlete. He's got good height, good size. He throws a good football, deep ball especially. He's struggling with his accuracy a little bit right now on the short stuff, but he was really good last year on those. 65% of his passes were completed last year, and he just needs to remember that, you know, how good he was last year and get a little bit of confidence back. But we'll run him also. I think he can endure some hits. We'll run him a lot, and he'll kind of run the show for us like our quarterback does every year. Pretty complicated offense, but he's got at least 10 games under his belt in that offense, so, man, should be ready to go. And throw in Logan Blevins and Jack Hartman with him. Our 3 seniors are some really nice pieces to build around, even though the rest of our team will be kind of young and kind of inexperienced.
You bounce out of the TVL and now enter the Northeast Kansas League here for the first time in 2024. Talk about that transition with the schedule, how it looks a little bit different, and just the overall thoughts and takeaways from making that move.
Yeah, just really a couple games for us. Football's not quite as big a deal as it will be for us in basketball when we get to that point and talk about that. The travel is going to be a lot better. I know we play Republic County in the opener that we'll talk about here probably in the next session, so that's not a league game. And so we only have McLeod and Pea Ridge before our district play starts. Now we have some league teams in our district, but that's kind of the case all the time. So football, not a great big deal except for those first 3 weeks before we get into district play. But it's going to be fun, you know, to kind of follow different teams, you know, even though we did follow a lot of those teams because they were in our classification, but now they're in our league and, you know, going against some old rivalries renewed and going against a lot of people that I knew back in the day. We'll miss the TVL, even though we're still going to play Centralia. We'll miss playing the Valley Heights and Onega and some teams like that. Been kind of fun doing that, but always something new and changes on the horizon and a lot shorter bus rides for us a lot of times.
5 returning starters on both sides of the ball. Troy, 4 and 5 a year ago. We talked about the injuries being key there, but now getting set for a fresh start in 2024. Republic County, the opponent in week 1. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our locker room chat with Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper, as always, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meats. We appreciate it as always. Coach, Republic County in week 1. What's the prep been like for them this week?
Yeah, no prep at all. We don't know anything about them. I've got 1 game film from last year, and you know, I'm sure they have different players, different personnel, so who knows, kind of the unknown. It's kind of, you know, kept our players on edge. Hopefully kind of got them locked in more. It's an unfamiliar opponent. Don't know any of their kids. Probably aren't friends with any of their kids. So it's kind of a weird week 1, but we were the one NEKL school that needed to find a week 1 opponent after we drew out the numbers, and Republic County had kind of agreed to be that opponent. A pretty long road trip for them this year will be a pretty long road trip for us next year, but it's going to be interesting. To my knowledge, I don't think Troy and Republic County have played football at least in the last 30 or 40 years, and I know most of those games from that time period, so it's going to be really interesting. I don't know any of their coaches, so just going to kind of come out and have to do what we need to do. Hopefully we execute on offense a little bit better than we did in the Jamboree, but the Jamboree is so nice to get some of those things out of the way and kind of see what we need to work on to worry about ourselves this week.
Well, I think it seems from what you just said there, now more than ever, it's more about you guys and what you want to do compared to the opponent and who you're seeing.
It is. It is. And that's kind of unusual because normally we would know our week one opponent and, you know, have played them several times in the past. But this year we're kind of really focusing on ourselves this week, kind of taking some of the things that we learned about ourselves in the Jamboree and trying to improve on those before we kick this thing off Friday night.
One more thing before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always. Obviously, we'll talk – actually, two things. We'll go keys to the game here in just a second, but I want to talk about your roster construction. You've been doing this for a while, 12 years now at the helm, leading this football program. How would you compare this roster and how it's constructed to maybe some in years past? What do you like? What do you think needs to be maybe improved on? Just something like that.
I think we'll be talented with the 11 that we can get on the field, try to get our best 11 on the field for offense and defense. I think we'll be counted there. It's just the depth, you know, certainly isn't what it's always been when we made, you know, the deep playoff runs, and that's concerning. And it's concerning not to have any seniors on our offensive line. That's just probably a first for that. No seniors on our offensive line and only one returning starter. So that's a group that I'm kind of interested to see how much better we will get as the year goes. And I think we will. Right now, it's kind of a work in progress, as we're not even sure who's even going to start and play certain positions yet at this point.
All right, finally, Coach, just a couple expectations, few keys for this opener on Friday against Republic County.
Yeah, I hope the defense can kind of carry us as we kind of learn about ourselves offensively. Our defense played well in the Jamboree, and our offense just didn't look as sharp. So hopefully defense can carry us until we can kind of find some rhythm on offense. And, of course, you know, we haven't tackled a lot in practice because we just don't want to risk any injuries. We don't have that many healthy bodies anyway. So I'm really going to be interested to see how we block and tackle the two basic things in football. Hopefully we can block and tackle well. And those are the things we haven't really done a lot of live practices, live reps in practice. So those are going to be the interesting things to watch.
Troy football coach Derek Jasper is always joining us each and every week. We appreciate it very much. The season opens on Friday at home against Republic County. Coach, as always, thanks again. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks.